get in and leave it now, figuring that we're going to have one hell of a time getting away.
What I don't want to do, though, is to start cutting back on his force structure. Because he feels, you know, that he should make some reductions prior to his election. And he thinks that he'd like to make some reductions. And I have urged him.
Get out of the 30 person, throw out you and Key, and then we'll give you back our prisoners.
That's the way it'd be. That'll be just a starting place. So then this is where the politics came in. I said, now, let me tell you, I know you guys are not going to play politics, but some of your colleagues will. But let's understand how it's going to be played. I want you to know very clearly how it's going to play. I said, you stuck this thing through. We took this war, started after I left Washington in 1961, and we wound it down, and we have a purpose that's ending it, and ending it the way it's got Vietnam has a chance to survive. If you, on the other hand, decide that you're going to take over and set an arbitrary date over the objections, our objections, then of course you're going to go on. But then you will have to take the responsibility for an America defeating Vietnam after all these deaths, for the communization of South Vietnam. I said, this is what is on the line here. That anybody who wants to step in, you can play it one way or another. You can let me, and I said, it's a hell of a risk. I said, it's a chancy thing to know whether South Vietnam can survive. Who knows? It's a chancy thing to know whether or not this withdrawal can go on. North Vietnamese will not bang. But I said, I'm willing to take it, and we're withdrawing on this kind of schedule. If it fails, then you can, you'll have no sweat. You can just get the hell out of him. You can say, he was wrong. He continued this war for four more years than we could have got out 4 years ago, and we still lost it in. And that's one game you could play. If I were a politician, I'd play that game. But we'll support the commander-in-chief in his best judgment, because we know that he isn't going to keep an American there any longer than he needs to. But if you play it the other way, I just want you to clearly understand that if there is any arbitrary date set, then I will have no choice but to put the responsibility on the Democrats in the House and the Senate, on them, for losing everything that we fought for in Vietnam and for bringing on a communist victory. So if you think you want to fight it out on that day, we'll beat the hell out of it. Well, they understood it. Understand? They're with us. That is the way to put it. Don't you agree, Tyler?
I sure do.
They are going to have with it.
There's no answer to that.
Well, Mr. President, say this, if we work as let's be the other way. Let us suppose the House and the Senate did pass a resolution or a call to funds or anything down thing, bring all Americans home by January, by December 1971, there would be a better than even chance that then we lose the whole damn strand. But believe me, if that happens, we ain't going to get blamed. They are. That's the point now. And that talk a little cold politics to these guys. If you guys want to play that, fine. On the other hand, play our game. It's risky as the dickens. It may not work, but we believe it's the fastest. We're moving as fast as we can. But if it doesn't work, then you can kick us. But if it does work, then you cooperate. Now, my God, that's fair talk, isn't it?
Sure. Nothing wrong with that. Work to you, Mr. President. I
would
hope so.
Mr. President,
we've all sweat, worked hard, and everything. It's the right thing to do. That's the main thing.
There's no misunderstanding, though, Mr. President. We can, even if when we get down to say a 50,000 force level in Vietnam, the way that we have it planned out, we can maintain approximately the same level of air sorties. Because of the buildup of the South Vietnamese, as we get into 73, we can still fly tactical air sorties at the rate of 17,000.
Yeah.
And we can still, I've only got 700 B-52s in there, but we can go to the 800 that the chiefs want in 73. We can do that.
Well, that's the plan.
There's no problem.
Yeah. We're going to have some more guns at this point next year, too.
By God, yes. Let's have those gun checks. The other thing I was going to say is this now. With regard to this caucus thing, the Democratic caucus, that's important.
Well, I'm having them all over for breakfast, all the new Democrats, yeah. Tuesday morning before the caucus.
And I think that you should talk with Grady and say, now look, what else are you leading? You can say, you and I have chatted. There's nobody that wants to get, there's nobody that has a greater interest in saying, Joe, that not one American is there. Say, now, folks, here it is. You think we ought to move faster? All right. The president is moving in a way that he is convinced can get America out and still save South Vietnam. But if you have him move in your way, you'll get Americans out and you'll lose South Vietnam, and the communists will take it, and you've got to take the blame. My God, if they don't sit that language, it's going to be, if I were a politician, I'd listen. Wouldn't you, John?
Yes, sir.
They would. Well, I hope to understand. There's no problem with our good government. Folks, our
and to attack them when they see them.
So Boyd, case on Trump is concerned, as you know, it's been getting some attacks by fire, and then attacks by fire about 12 hours ago, but no damage. We would expect that to continue.
Is case on the action?
Case on, sir, is what's happening now is that we're withdrawing some of the forces in order to bring the supplies to there and the forces to there in balance with the activity that is taking place from this area. In other words, we didn't want to leave the heroes there and just have them in jeopardy when they're not being used. So what we're doing is moving down the supply level to balance it out with the activity that's taking place in this area. Now, there's indications that in the first place, there's no indication at all of any reinforcements coming in here, so far as Long Beach is concerned. Any additional forces. Secondly, there are several intercepts indicating that they're now putting high priority on trying to reconstitute this LLC and get it working again. And as a result, they have directed some of the forces that have been attached to the maneuver battalion to return and report back to these logistics activities that are pushing the supplies through. So that is taking place, and we expected that. Now, during the next few days and a couple of weeks or so, there'll be, I think, some guerrilla activity against this road. There'll be some ambushes, there'll be some shelling of caisson, and the thing will finally gel and settle down. Now, so far as the activity in the DMZ is concerned, we see no change in what has been throughout the Laos and operation, mainly that it's been relatively.
What about the story about the lot of guns being brought up and so forth for the purpose of the guy saw something in the
paper? Yes, sir, you did. We are watching this movement. They did bring in some artillery over in this area here in the DMZ, and they've been moving back and forth. If when it's located, we will take it over.
Sir, we did that with bomb.
We will, yes, sir.
They have a car in it.
We have a car in it, and we're watching this. They are moving artillery.
They go reasonably well.
I thought the first day went exceptionally well, sir, in terms of the
second day.
Now they have, they put right inside at this point, they had a missile site that they established that was knocked out. And the attack on the missile site, I think, was quite effective.
And it is that when you do this, I think it'd be very helpful, Mel, to have on my contingency plan for another one of those strikes up there. I think it would fit in well with whatever we're thinking of diplomatically. I don't know when, but I don't know what the weather is. What is the weather? Let me give you an idea as to when you might be able to do it again. What weather going to be lousy for the balance of the what is the situation?
No, sir, gradually gets better and better. We only had 2 days in February. We'd expect 5 or 6 in March.
Could I ask then, on your reconnaissance flights, to take those 3 passes to keep them under constant surveillance and so forth. When it gets real right, if you let us know, pass it on, and then we can have to consider if we want to do it. I don't know if we want to, we might want to give them another whack.
The weather gets worse down in Laos, a little better up, and it shifts over.
Right. Yes,
this is something we wanted to keep watching, because if you get a real good choke in there, then they'll knock the hell out of it.
None of those artillery pieces the President was talking about, they didn't just move in there.
Oh.
They had been in there for a while. I think we had pictures.
Yes, sir. Well, these were all the President was, they were referring to some light artillery that was moved over here.
We had heavy artillery right
here. Right here, yes. Heavy artillery right here. 175 LBA, I think. But we watched this very carefully. President, all the strikes you were going to any time in 48 hours or less, we can lay all these strikes. We have a good, flexible plan, so it's what necessary to make another plan.
Yeah. What I'm talking about is this, which is, I assume you have, but I want you to look for it.
You will.
Look at it, and when you think it's real good, be sure you bring it up. Don't think of the political considerations or anything. Let me decide that. start. Well, it's not true, is it?
No, sir.
I mean,
the other night,
I was very careful of saying that four of the 22 battalions had taken a good whack.
Yes, sir.
The other 18 had come out in good form.
How am I?
That's relatively accurate, is it not?
As a result of that, I sent General Abrams another message yesterday asking him to, as soon as they completed that muster, they have my voice to let us know.
Yes. And he gives up. What do you think he's basing it on? You think just
got all what he did. It'll take me to about half the people. And I don't know what he was basing on because he doesn't have the.
What do you think of it? You think it's an inaccurate
story? It's an inaccurate story. We called him and told him it was inaccurate. He wanted to continue to run it. We told him, here are the figures. This is not true.
What is it? Yeah.
Some of the town Vietnamese officers that were wounded will die by.
Of course, it's a tough battle, and nobody reports what's happening in North Vietnam. I understand, and I don't want to gloss it over, but I just don't want the real untruth to be out there. John, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you think it's shocking, this damn reporting? It's
just unbelievable. The whole war.
Yeah, well, it's worse right now.
Yes,
it seems that, now what about the
we just think it's worse, though, Mr. President, in time of it. Go back and look over all the reporting of this thing.
Sure. Is that right?
If you go back to the 10 of 1916, reread those stories.
It's unbelievable.
Read it. It's always been that way.
Well, you know what part of it, though, now that we've got to realize is that each year that we're in this, the people get more warlike.
That's right.
It was true of the Civil War. It's true of World War II. It's true of this war. As they get before the war weary, then, of course, the reporters get a hell of a lot bigger audience for this kind of story. Less and less important. So now is the time for all of us. We've got to be just strong and firm and confident. Not, I mean, hell, I'm the last one. We're not going to lie about anything. We're not going to misrepresent anything. But my God, we must not let them misrepresent anything. And I'm glad you called the AP. Would you agree, John?
Oh, sure. I think that's all you can do. Yeah. And the tragedy is you can't get your reporters from out here now. We have no reliable information on their categories.
But we know that we really find that good.
Yeah, we said
other reports not out there. What I said at the press conference yesterday, I said, well, I demand is equal time to the North Vietnamese.
Good. Well, now I think that I'm glad that you and the Admiral Hyland Pope that I asked you to do this. You're going to meet with the Democrats Tuesday morning. Could you do it all week long? Could you do next week? Could you keep quiet on this thing? Or is that going to be overreacted?
Oh, no, no, then we can do it very quickly. How about that? Your list of all the people I've seen this last week that have briefed, and the Admiral and I have briefed, and it's quite a long list.
How about senators now? What are they up to this next week?
Well, these senators they're not going to be doing anything in that area next week. But you go up and talk to the Senate as we did, take the briefing we gave the Armed Services Committee. They're supposed to be our friends. Now, they thought it was a hell of a good briefing. We brought up young colonel that had been flying. But none of them run out to the TV cameras to talk about it. They just want to
whatever. But you know what? They're afraid to get out there and prove to be wrong. Now, we're not. We don't have that luxury. You see, the psychology is terribly important. Why did Hanoi immediately, when they started to withdraw and they beat up that one battalion so badly, why did they scream victory? Because psychologists have this battle. And we can't do that. We can't lie and scream victory and rest because we have to be held accountable. They don't have to be held accountable. They lose the damn war. But I think you're doing fine. Now tell me, what about Bill? Has he come up to bat next week at all now? I want to be sure everybody in this administration is,
I think it's the same tune. Bill's saying the same tune.
No, but I mean, if he's going to come, I mean, so that you don't go on a day he does that, but I mean,
he's saying tune in his symphony. Well, I think Bill is going to be out again on the Middle East before
I thought he'd get off the
very yesterday. And so I think he'll be out of the Middle East. And it's just as well to have him talking about the Middle East.
Right. We're doing rather well, we think. Well, thank you a lot, and I gotta go to California now, thank you, sorry. The weather loves you out there. I promised to go and I'm gonna see the movie people, it's good to stand over the Battle of Freedom before he dies.
To make their empire. To make their empire.
Why?
No question, I don't sit inside to see, no.
What's the matter, no?
No, I give it up.
No, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Have a nice trip, we appreciate all your hard work. Thanks, John. Good call you. Thank you.